Hey, it's your girl Rosie. I am back with another episode of the Rosie Perspective Travel Mini Things. It's been a little minute since I dropped the episode, been about a month. Last episode, if you haven't checked it out, your girl dropped an episode about being a gym girly. And a month later, sis is still a gym girly. Shout out to me. I've lost about 23 pounds so far. So I'm aiming for about 15 to 20 more. But I'm not playing. I'm outside this summer, okay? With my little body. Ew. But y'all, let me tell you about my solo trip that I took to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So for y'all that follow me on social media, I'm an Aries and my birthday just passed. Your girl turned 35. Yes, I have no problem turning 35. No problem telling my age because, listen, I definitely look forward to each and every year of growing older and older. So I'm here for it. And I decided I wanted to do something I've never done before. So I'm like, you know what? Let me take a trip, but not only do I want to take a trip, let me take that shit by my motherfucking self, okay? Now, I could have coordinated with some of my girls, but honestly, I didn't even feel like it. I didn't want to, like, hold off on booking something I wanted to do, et cetera, et cetera. That kind of led to it. I never really traveled with my son for my birthday. Last year, we merged our birthdays, but that's that's because I had to go to Iceland in May, which May is his birthday month. So I decided I'm just going to plan my trip and go by myself and call it a day. And y'all, I almost never want to travel with people ever the fuck again. I know it sounds fucked up, but that's how much of a good time I had. Now, why did I pick Mexico or Puerto Vallarta? First of all, I didn't want to choose Cancun because I wasn't looking to party. If you've listened to one of my other Mini Tings episodes, I've told y'all that I'm leaning off of drinking alcohol. And honestly, I pretty much rarely drink anymore. So I definitely wasn't looking to turn up. Plus, I could vacation by myself, but I ain't trying to turn up in another country by myself. That's a little much. Anyways, I didn't want to go to Tulum. I mean, I'm not a rainforesty person. I heard there's a bunch of bugs and all types of shit. But I heard Tulum's cool. People say it's the new, basically it's mad niggas in Tulum. Which my homegirl was visiting Tulum the week before I went to Mexico and niggas was outside. So I get it. I almost didn't realize she was in Mexico. It looked like a hood fest. No shade. No shade. So I decided to, and I didn't want to go to Cabo because I heard Cabo's expensive. So I'm like, Puerto Vallarta. The tickets looked affordable. The hotels and everything looked affordable. I got me a little beachfront hotel room with a balcony and it was overlooking the ocean. Y'all that know me know, like, the ocean, palm trees, island vibes literally warms my heart, like literally touches my soul. It's something about, like, being on an island or being in the heat, like, it just brings a calmness. I love the sound of the ocean. I love being able to wear my poom poom shorts, tank top, and just, you know, freely walk around, which is exactly what I did. Now, when I got there, was I nervous? I really wasn't nervous, to be honest. Oh, you know what I've discovered? I hate when people say to me. So every time you tell somebody you go on a trip, and then especially this time, everyone's like, oh my God, you're going by yourself. You're going by yourself. Be safe. I've discovered I don't like people saying that because, first of all, your girl already got anxiety to go on a damn trip. I have anxiety before I go on any trip. I know that's surprising because I go on 100 trips a year, but I do. Just because, you know, you have to get on an airplane, you're going somewhere new, especially if it's out the country, but fuck it, we ball. But don't tell me to be safe. Why? Be safe? What do you think? I'm going to be unsafe? Like, don't tell me to be safe because for me, it's like you're anticipating something may go wrong or, you know, I get it. But don't you think I thought of that before I booked the trip? Don't you think I thought of that before I fucking paid for it? Of course I've thought about all these things. Of course I'm gonna be safe. So when you're telling me be safe, a lot of people are like, oh my God, you're going by. I mean, it's 2023. Y'all have never heard of somebody going by themselves. Like, a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's so liberating. That's so cool. Let me know how it is. I want to take one. I've always been scared. You can give me a few pointers. Then a lot of people are like, oh my God, I would never go by myself. Good thing you're not going. Good thing you're not the one that's going. And honestly, I keep telling everyone it was literally like running errands, except for you are on vacation. It's like running errands by yourself. Everybody knows as an adult, running errands is like the highlight of your little life. Like you don't take your kids with you if you have the availability to leave them somewhere. You don't go with your man, your girl. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But I'm talking about running errands by yourself when you're like, you know what? Let me go to Target, let me go to Starbucks, let me go to TJ Maxx. That type of feeling where you're like, you know what? I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want because it's just me and I could. And that's how I felt. I literally changed different plans on different days because I could. I didn't have to check with anybody. I didn't have to worry about if somebody's gonna have an attitude. Granted, my friends are usually great when we travel, but that's not the point. Because if you have your mindset on something and someone's like, damn, I really wanted to go to that restaurant or I really wanted to go to that museum, but you wanted to do something else. You have to worry and take into consideration somebody else's feeling, except for when you're on a solo trip. You don't have to do a motherfucking thing. I didn't take any naps. Shout out to me. I just thought about it. Y'all was going and going and going because I don't live there. So anywhere I go and I don't live there, I'm going to tour the motherfucking city, which is exactly what I did as soon as I could. But yeah, I would get going in the morning. I would have breakfast. I would have a light breakfast because sis is still in a caloric deficit. Okay. And then I would hit the street, get in the shower, and then head out. I had things in mind that I wanted to do, but I didn't have a full itinerary because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, down to the T, which I usually do, but I wanted it to be a little free, and it was. So I would head downtown, walk around. Again, Puerto Vallarta is so touristy. Like you never felt like you were by yourself. Like there were so many people, kids, like couples, all types of people, except for niggas. Okay, I didn't really see that many black people there until day three. For the first day and a half, I was literally the only black person, and I didn't even realize it until I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen another nigga at all. Not at the hotel, not walking down the street, not on the strip, nothing. But I didn't feel uncomfortable. They didn't make me feel uncomfortable, nothing. So I would get going. I would go eat. I went to eat at one restaurant, Marivino, which again, if you are on Instagram, follow me at Travel with Rosie, and also if you're on TikTok, because I post videos and you'll get more insight and visuals on what I'm talking about. And it was one of those restaurants where the tables and chairs are in a pool, so you got to take off your shoes, your sandals, etc., in order to get seated, because you literally walk through the water to get to your table. Listen, the vibes was 100. The restaurant, absolutely beautiful. The food was basura, okay? And for y'all that don't speak Spanish, basura means trash. I was so disappointed. I got fried snapper, because your sis been thirsty for fried snapper ever since she went to Puerto Rico, because the one I had in Puerto Rico, I still think about it till this day. So I'm like, okay, I'm in another Spanish country. I'm in Mexico. It's going to be good. It was not. There was no seasoning. I waited an hour for my food. That was the most expensive meal that I paid for my whole time in Mexico, which was $40. I was like, say less. Y'all niggas never catching me again. So from there on out, I decided I'm only eating street food. One, I love street food. I think you can't beat it, especially when you're in other countries. It's just more tasteful. Restaurants ripping you off, tip, blah blah blah, all this stuff. So I made it a point to only eat street food for the rest of my trip, which did not disappoint. The street food, they had so many different stands. Like everything you bought was like either 2 to 3 American dollars. And I really mean American dollars. Because you could buy it in Mexican pesos, but I went with American dollars. And it was good. It was better than the fucking fried snapper I paid $40 for. Granted, $40 is not like, oh my God, that's so expensive. But in Mexico, that was the most expensive meal that I paid for. I did a hop on, hop off bus tour. Y'all know I love me a tour because I have to get more information about the culture, the country, which was enjoyable. I also met this dude, Umberto. It was not that type of party, y'all. But I met him at one of the stands and he was speaking English a little too well. I was like, okay, where you from? And he was like, well, I'm from Mexico, but I lived in Arizona for a minute. And I could tell because he had a little American swag. So we were talking and he was like, oh, I'm going to offer you a free massage and breakfast for your birthday. birthday, but the catch was it was like a timeshare thing. I've never sat through a timeshare presentation. I always avoided them because I don't know. I don't want to be tied to something where I'm paying monthly and I have to visit one of their places. Like, I don't care how nice it is. I want to stay at boutique hotels, nice, affordable hotels. And I want to be able to, you know, switch it up on the fly if I want to. I feel like if you're committed to a timeshare, I don't know. It's just like, mm-mm. But I decided to go because I didn't have anything to do that day. Y'all, why did I get into his Toyota Corolla? I got into this nigga's vehicle. Okay, in my defense, when I got there, I thought we were going like a shuttle or something. And he was like, oh, I just have my car. But for some reason, he seemed trustworthy. He seemed cool. I did not meet him on the street. I met him at an actual place of employment on the strip downtown. Town where there's a bunch of restaurants, a bunch of places you could buy excursions, etc. So I got in his car. He did bring me. I'm here safe and sound. So he did bring me to where he said he was going to, which was cool. And so what was I going to say? So then we went to the place and he dropped me off. They promised a massage. The place was absolutely beautiful. Well, it was called Garza Blanca, and they also have a hotel called Musai. Now, if you've ever looked in Puerto Vallarta, Hotel Musai is adult only. It's 5 diamond. Niggas said fuck 5 star. 5 diamond. Okay? It was so beautiful. They were telling me how, because I was telling them how my son likes boxing and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, Floyd Mayweather bought a timeshare. They say it's not a timeshare. Nigga, it's a timeshare. But how Floyd Mayweather bought residency there. Nigga, me and Floyd do not have the same money. Like, the more and more I think about it, like, why would you think that that would convince me? Me and Floyd Mayweather, our money is not the same. So, whatever, he showed me around. I'm sitting here like, I am not going to be able to sign up for this. Like, whether or not I could finagle it that day for the down payment, you still have monthly payments. Like, I have a life, okay? I'm a single mom. I have bills to pay. I travel more than one destination a year. I'm not going to put all my coins into one establishment that's really, really fancy. Not to mention, it's not that I'm not a fancy traveler. I'm more so a budget traveler. And so for me to go somewhere and stay at a 5-star diamond, I feel like that will limit the amount of places I'm able to go because it's so expensive for you to go. I think it's more so fitting for someone that travels once a year and it's like, you know what? I'm going to spend my money and I want to stay at somewhere luxurious because I only take one trip a year. Do you, boo-boo? That's not my life. So I finished the presentation. It was supposed to be 75 minutes. Why was I there for 3 hours? Because they ask you, do you travel often? I answer those questions. I think they thought they would be able to convince me. Wrong person. I ball on a budget. These niggas have no idea. Like, you are wasting your time. So after 3 hours, they finally, I was like, are we done? Like, I started getting overwhelmed a little bit. I will never do a timeshare presentation thing ever again. Like, I just don't care what the incentive is, what you're gonna offer me. It's just like, nigga, I said no 2 hours ago and you still going. I didn't want to get up and walk away because we had kind of connected. Again, it could be a sales pitch, but we talked a lot and I thought he was cool and I didn't want to be disrespectful, not to mention I have shit to do that day. That was my free day. But at the same time, at some point, I'm like, are we almost done? Because like now you pushing it and I told your ass, no, I'm not giving. They wanted $2,000. First, they started at $4,000. Then they went down to $2,000. And then they're like, how about $1,200? Meaning they wanted $1,200 to $4,000 that day as a down payment. And then the monthly payments range from like $150 to $400 a month. Boy, if you don't get the fuck, like, you think that's what I have money for? Like, I was just like, y'all gotta give it up. So I did have breakfast. It was a mediocre ass breakfast. Honestly, the breakfast at my hotel was better. Mind you, these people are 5-diamond hotel. Next, I went to go get my massage, which was in Marina Vallarta, which is supposed to be like where the yachts are. It's not downtown, but it's closer to the airport. Nice area, which it looks nice. The freaking massage spa was fucking trash. Like, I don't even know how the massage place is located in such a nice place. It looked dusty from like the floor. They sent me from 5-diamond to like below 1-star. Granted, I did get my hour massage because a massage is a massage, okay? I give the girl a B for effort. The massage was like a not even a 6. That would be nice. It was like a 4.5. And I mean that nicely. It was just not hitting. And probably because they were like, bitch, you did not pay for a down payment. So we are going to live up to the expectations that you had, which is the massage. But it ain't going to be a good one. So motherfuckers got me. Right when I left there, immediately I went to my hotel and I got the massage on the rooftop, which they do offer. I mean, you have to pay, but I didn't give a fuck. I was so disappointed in the first one. I was like, I'm going to pay for the second one. So I got basically 2 massages in one day back to back. So the second one was hitting. It was the best massage I've ever gotten in my life. But how was the food? The food was bomb as fuck. Like, the food was really good. There was street entertainment. I went to a museum. I did not know the museum was located in the hood. Nobody on TripAdvisor told me sis was going to have to go through the slums to get to the museum. Now, I use my GPS to get everywhere because I like walking around. I feel like you get a better tour of wherever you are if you're walking. I don't want to Uber everywhere. So I walked to the place. I use a GPS on my phone. And about 8 minutes in, I'm like, this don't look very touristy over here. And the more I walked, because it was a 20-minute walk, I was in the slums, y'all. I was in the slums with the people, damn. Finally, I found the art museum. I'll post about it. And it was nice. It was cool. It's pretty small. It's pretty new. The guy was nice, but I took an Uber back. Y'all had me fucked up. I was not going through the slums to get back. Y'all tricked me the first time. But I'm not going to get tricked the second time. So I did take an Uber back. And it was just amazing. Like, the vibes. I speak Spanish. I know y'all think I be playing. But I don't be playing. I dead ass. Yo hablo español. I speak enough Spanish. I took it in high school. I have a lot of Hispanic friends. So I was dead ass able to finagle my way in Mexico with my Spanish. There are a lot of people that speak English. But then there are a lot of people that do not. So knowing the basics, especially how to count the numbers in Spanish, is definitely going to be helpful, because some people have prices on things and some people don't. So if you ask them how much and they say it in Spanish, now you on Google, they're trying to trick you. So just learn the basics. But overall, I know some shit be going down in Mexico. I felt safe like 100% of the time, even while I was in that hood part, although I did take an Uber back, but still. But I felt safe. Like, people were very friendly. The hotel staff were friendly. The tourists were friendly. The locals were friendly. I definitely would go back. I would go back every year, to be honest. That's how much I enjoyed Mexico. I may dibble and dabble in another part of Mexico, because if I love this part so much, I might like somewhere else. But, you know, I usually don't mind going back somewhere, you know, that I've been to. But at the same time, I do like exploring new places. But overall, solo trip, if you're thinking about it, do it. Like, I would 100% recommend it. You don't have to talk to people when you don't feel like talking. Again, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You don't have to be considerate of anybody else's feelings, because nobody else is there. Okay? I loved it. Again, I'm going to take a solo trip at least 1 or 2 every year going forward. And yeah, that was my solo trip to Mexico. Of course, all of this information, all the pictures, all of the videos can be found on either Instagram or TikTok, because I always do reviews. I post so y'all can see visuals. Secretly, though, I do have a close friend for my travel buddies on my perspective page, the Rosie Perspective. Reason being, well, I ain't gonna tell y'all, but it don't matter. I have a close friends and they get all the inside scoop when I travel, and they get posts that other people don't get, because a lot of people only watch my story when I travel. No, keep that same energy. I mean, I still want y'all to watch my story, but I want the people that regularly watch my story to get all the goodness, because there's just so much. I can't post each and everything, despite how long my stories are. Believe it or not, I probably post like 40 to 50% of what I record. So there's a lot. That's why I end up just making posts and reviews and TikToks, because I can't post it all in my story. I'd have ... Y'all really not gonna watch my shit. But I do have a close friends. So if you do follow me and you would like the inside scoop, just DM me and I'll see what I can do. Okay. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Again, if you are thinking of taking a solo trip, please take that solo trip and let me know where you want to go and let me know where you decide to go and I will follow your journey. So once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Rosy Perspective. Stay tuned. Next week, I got another episode for y'all because something new happened and well, I don't want to tell y'all about it yet. So make sure y'all come back next week for my new episode. Until next time, y'all. Bye.